Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. At the end of each year, our state's flagship university presents its outlook for our state's economy for the upcoming year, and here we are once again at that time of year. Joey Von Nessen is with the Division of Research at the Moore School of Business at USC in Columbia with a preview of this year's Economic Outlook Conference. Joey, welcome back to the studio.
Good morning, Mike. Always good to be with you.
Now, before we talk about the conference, could we possibly get a quick update on our economic picture currently?
Sure. Well, economic conditions are still stable in the U.S. and in South Carolina, but there are some warning signs on the horizon. The trade disputes, we've seen slow global growth, and the trade disputes in particular have led to a sizable hit on manufacturing at the U.S. level. And we've seen some of that trickle down to South Carolina. So a lot of conflicting data there. That's the negative side. The positive side is that the labor market continues to be very strong. South Carolina now has an unemployment rate under 3%, which is remarkable, quite frankly. So it's helping to currently buttress our current economic activity and our current expansion. But there are some warning signs.
Federal Reserve Chairman Powell was
giving
some congressional testimony recently, and you mentioned the labor market with such a rosy picture, but there's that one aspect of the labor market that we've talked about here, you and I on this show, and that's the non-existence of wage growth. And he seems himself to be stymied by this.
Yes. So there are a couple of questions that economists are really struggling with right now. The big one is, yes, we have seen sluggish wage growth. It has begun to pick up in the last couple of years, but it hasn't led to any significant inflation. So that link that we normally see between more wage growth, which generates more spending activity in the economy, which typically leads to higher rates of inflation, that link has changed. And we're still trying to figure out exactly how it's changed and what that implies for the future.
And speaking of the future, tell us when this conference will be in Columbia and where.
Yes, this year it's a little bit earlier than normal, Tuesday, December 3rd, and it's going to be at the University of South Carolina Alumni Center. It starts up at 12 o'clock with a buffet luncheon, and then there'll be a three-hour program from 1 o'clock until about 4 o'clock. And this year, of course, the big topic that's on everybody's mind is, are we headed for a recession in 2020? We're going to look at data trends at the national, state, and local level. We'll have speakers addressing each aspect of the national and local economies, identifying factors that you need to be watching for in 2020 to assess where we are and what might drive a change in 2020, either in a positive or a negative direction.
And I guess that means addressing some of these warning signs that you mentioned.
Exactly. So what metrics are going to be most effective for identifying a major catalyst that's going to change our outlook, and whether or not this continued expansion is going to continue?
And each year you bring in a keynote speaker. Who do we have this year?
Yes. So this year we have the new president of the University of South Carolina. President Caslin will be talking about his vision for the university and local economic development over the next several years going forward. Really a newcomer's perspective. He is not from South Carolina, and it's always helpful to have a fresh set of eyes on economic development in South Carolina and in the Midlands region in particular. And if we look at the Midlands as an example, it really has been struggling relative to the rest of the state. We've seen positive growth in the Midlands, but not at the level that we've seen in other areas such as Greenville and Charleston. The question is, how do we address that? And one way is to look at the university really as a competitive asset for attracting and retaining talent and students and graduates. And that will also help to address really an emerging labor shortage that we're seeing in South Carolina. That unemployment rate of 2.9% means that businesses are seeing their demand grow and they want to expand, but they're really struggling to find the workers that they need. We're hearing that across the board, across industry sectors. So this can help a vision for the university that helps to grow the Midlands region in particular, South Carolina more generally. So if we look at the talent that the university can help to attract and retain, that also would help with regional competitiveness for the Midlands and for South Carolina within the broader southeastern United States.
Well, we certainly want to remain what has become our moniker over the past few years, the Beast of the Southeast.
Yes, exactly. And that's going to be important. We need to be looking forward. We've had a strong 10 years in South Carolina. We've been, as I mentioned, leading the U.S. across multiple metrics. And so we want to make sure that we build on that momentum as we move ahead.
Joey, one more time, the details on the upcoming Economic Outlook Conference.
Tuesday, December 3rd. It starts at noon, goes till 4 o'clock, and it's going to be at the University of South Carolina Alumni Center.
Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Mike.
Joey Von Nessen is with the Division of Research at the Moore School of Business at the University of South Carolina in Columbia, which puts on the annual Economic Outlook Conference. We will have a link to the event posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org. Or you can hear this show again, connect with us, and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.